Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In regards to Ben, man, I can't say enough about his performance this year. You know, with the uncertainty coming off an injury and particularly not having an opportunity to perform in preseason games and so forth, there really was a high level of concern about his health and his ability to perform. I can't say enough about his efforts. I was more than pleased with the performance of his health and his ability to stay up. In terms of the quality of his play and our play, we'll begin to assess that in the upcoming days. In terms of him responding to the challenges that he specifically came into the season ready to face, spectacular. I don't have a clear assessment of the overall impact of the cap ramifications, but I think it's reasonable to assume that there's a chance that he's going to be back, certainly.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Pony.
Would you have a feeling for when Starkey would start a show with one of those? All right, Malzey. Would you have a, like, would he give you a vibe pre-show when he'd show up at 154? Would in those 6 minutes, would you have a read? Would you get a sense for the vibe if he was going to give you one of those to kick things off?
That specifically, or like the type of attitude that would kick off the, that would be present throughout the show.
Yeah.
No, he would come out with that particular noise, guttural utterance, sort of at random. That was the charm of it.
Craig?
But if you're trying to get a sense of, did I know what kind of Starkey I was going to get very quickly? The answer is yes.
Craig?
I found from day to day it was very hard to predict what kind of Joe Stark you were going to get.
I mean, if he had a cup of coffee in his hand, he would get like,
so there
this
was no rhyme or reason
grin and,
for the
Malzey. If he was on caffeine, he did it a
if,
lot.
If he was on caffeine or it was cake day at the office and he was on his like eighth piece of cake before he crashed, then you were getting one.
Yeah, like you were getting a very specific thing from him. If it was cake day and coffee, it was, I am feeling great, Malzey, on this coffee, and there's cake back there. Did you see cake? And then by 4:47. We would be coming back into a segment. He would rub his stomach and look incredibly glum and go, I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like, so in a way, you knew exactly what to expect, even though in theory it was unexpected.
Can I tell you guys why I did that to start? I'm trying to fake it till I make it right now. I'm trying to fool myself or trick myself into feeling that way. Because the real me wants to go into, what's the other Starkey expression? Eeyore on Quaaludes?
On Quaaludes,
did we ever get to the bottom of what Quaaludes are? We had a very long-form discussion. But they're unavailable now, right? They're extinct. They don't exist anymore.
Correct. Yeah,
The supply got used up and they don't manufacture them anymore, evidently.
Yeah, I think there were some big Quaalude problems, so they kind of grandfathered them out.
Okay. I hear Tomlin, and seeing some of your live reaction to Tomlin, I think we're going to disagree on this. But I heard what Tomlin said about Ben, and we just played the clips that mattered from his press conference on Ben today. And I draw the conclusion that Ben is going to be back in 2021 based on what Tomlin said. And that's not what I want. Not because I'm anti-Ben Roethlisberger. Not because I have an axe to grind against him. None of that. I am very happy and pleased with all of the victories and Super Bowl titles and everything he's meant to this team. I just am of the opinion right now that he's shot, that he is finished. And I did not get that. I didn't hear that today. I didn't expect to hear it, but some of the word usage and some of the vocabulary used by Tomlin and the way he talked about Ben makes me feel like it is not just more likely than not that Ben is back, but it's like 99% that Ben's back next year.
Where's the disagreement? Where's the disagreement you think is coming? The only thing I thought of was everyone was automatically jumping on his words, even though he qualified them to say he's going to be back. And I get that that's the process of reading through the between the lines with Tomlin a little bit and trying to analyze tone and everything else. He technically used qualifying, softening words, words that allowed him to hedge his bets. It isn't like when Dale Lally at first wrote that Marquise Pouncey was retiring and then had to add some of those likely to and all that stuff. Tomlin did that part right off the bat here.
Nicely done.
But I'm with you. I don't actually disagree with you. I think you and I have been remarkably, much to my surprise certainly, in lockstep since that Browns game ended. I think Ben will be back.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're surprised that we see eye to eye on this?
I'm surprised that you and I have been almost down to the letter in the same
Why
mindset.
Why is that? Because we have a like a odd couple quotient where we never agree on things? Is that...
I am the guy who has been more hard on Ben from a media perspective than anyone in this town. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. I feel pretty proud saying that because I think I'm right. And you have largely been more kind to him. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this is tied up. And I actually think you and I are also, to go the other way with this, I have been kinder to Tomlin than most people in town. You have been the opposite, but I think we are both on the same page regarding him. Give him one more year in an ideal world with no Ben and find out what you've got in him and gotten Mason Rudolph. And if you don't like what you've got, goodbye. Like, you and I are both playing against type on two of our favorite hobby horses.
But that's because the game was not...
The game was not a game for the standard kind of reaction and say, well, get him next year.
Well, yeah, it's not. What was it Grateful Dead that said Shades of Grey? Wasn't that their song?
I don't know. You're not a Grateful Dead guy.
You're not painting, like, that's not a Shades of Grey game where it's in the middle and there's a bunch of different things you can take out of it and there's a million different opinions that can spring off of it. It's pretty black and white. They sucked. And their quarterback's 38.
See, I don't think it is. You and I say that, but I don't think people. Mark Cabali came on our show yesterday and said that he still thinks they can come back next year and be a Super Bowl contender.
I didn't. The last part, like competitive, yes. I did not. I mean, Mark doesn't think they can win the Super Bowl next year. Come on, he doesn't actually believe that. If he does, you know, we can make an agreement off the air. We don't have to go through our good friends at BetMGM and FanDuel and those places, and I can make a nice wager with Mark if he wants to bet. And I can I'll pretty much give him whatever odds he wants. If he wants 100-1,
he can have
him.
Fine, let me retract that, because Mark might be listening right now, and I wouldn't want to put words in his mouth. He wants Ben brought back. You and I have said, unless you think they can win a Super Bowl with him, that's a pointless endeavor. So I have to believe that anybody that wants Ben to come back thinks that it is in their long-term and short-term best interest to do that. And I fundamentally, categorically disagree with that.
I don't think Tomlin trusts whatever he's built there. The house that built of black and gold bricks with every Tomlinism as the mortar there. You know, the standard is the standard. Paint the barn red. You know, all your obviouslys and if you will and myriad of things and all the
single elimination tournaments, things of that
all the
nature.
Things he goes to. I don't think that he trusts that house is going to stand tall when Ben leaves. And I think even though it's obvious to us on the outside that he's done, I think he's so close to the situation, and he's not alone, but he's the one talking today. I think he's so close to the situation that I don't think he wants to pull the ripcord. I don't think he wants to.
You don't think that going 8-5 the first 13 games of last year and technically 8-3 and Rudolph and Hodges started games made him feel better about how the house might look when Ben's gone?
No, because if
like,
it did, I don't think
confident,
I don't think
he's
he comes out.
Dude,
I don't think he says today spectacular. I can't say enough about his performance this year.
That was coming back from injury, though. That was specific to health, because then he qualified it and said, as far as the quality of his play, and then he hedged and didn't say anything. He specifically talked about the way Ben committed himself to coming back.
But he also said, you know, and he did all of that without the preseason and without training camp, as if to say, if we bring this guy back next year and he is a traditional offseason, we can make him even better. That's one of the things I took
spoken
out of that.
That's spoken like a true coach, I think is the height of insanity. We just didn't have enough time to practice.
But
are you kidding me?
Okay, I think he believes that.
I know he does.
This is Ben Roethlisberger without any of the normal things we do to get players ready for a season. Imagine if we get all that time back next year. You know, he had opportunities at other points in the press conference, open-ended questions that were more narrow sighted, to praise and bestow compliments on other facets of the team. And he didn't do that. And you were right in saying he didn't box himself in. He didn't back himself in a corner. He didn't speak in absolutes about Ben. He didn't say anything that you could later highlight and throw back in his face if they do decide to let Ben walk. But he also praised him more than any other person today. And you can throw in the extra words that you're talking about that make it, you know, sound like there's a little bit of leeway. But he did talk about Ben in a more positive way than anybody else for the 30 minutes he talked today, other than the training staff and the medical staff.
Don't forget the IT staff.
Yeah, so it was IT, Ben's trainers, and then Roethlisberger was the order for Tomlin today.
God, imagine, what was it, Scott Phelps, the IT guy, man?
John Norwig.
A great day for him.
Also got a little shout out there.
I've heard John Norwig's name before. Hearing Scott Phelps, though, you just got to give a hand to the guy.
Depending on your perspective, this was either a nice lunch hour for you, or you ate a you-know-what sandwich for lunch, and that's what I feel like.
Well,
I need to floss, you know, corn out of my teeth right now.
I just blasted out a column on Facebook that says Steelers loss to Browns must be a wake-up call for Rooney, so I think you can guess how I probably feel about the whole thing.
Craig, you're on the record as saying you want Ben back, but did you like the way Tomlin bent over backwards to praise the guy today?
I view that as a step in the right direction for getting Ben Roethlisberger back. Yes.
Back to what?
Back next year as the Steelers quarterback. And I don't discount the idea that another offseason of Ben in that elbow and more confidence in it could be a boost for him.
Stop for a second. You said yesterday, you can go to rewindradio.com app, 5 o'clock hour. You said, it is time for Tomlin to sit Ben down and have hard conversations. It is time for this organization to play hardball with Ben and tell him $41 million against the cap? No way. Does that sound like a coach that's ready to have a hard conversation with Big Ben?
No, but I...
Okay. You said $41 million, don't bring him back.
I view Ben at $41 million is never, ever going to happen.
Why?
I just don't think there's...
Based on what you heard from Tomlin, you're ruling that out, that they just... roll the ball out there and say, all right, Ben, this is your last chance, $41 million. Let's see what you can do.
How does Kevin Colbert feel about that number? I'd have to hear what he says
about it.
Kevin
Colbert's the guy that said of Ben Roethlisberger, we've got 52 kids and then Big Ben in our locker room. So we know where Colbert stands on Ben.
Yeah, but there's cap issues. I think that $41 million won't stand next year. So that's how I operate, though. I operate on the baseline that number isn't the number that will ever be.
But what if the only way to shrink that number is if Ben says, I want an extra 2 years on my contract, and I want you to look me in the eye and tell me that I have a chance to play the next 2 years? You would still say, okay, Ben, you got it.
So three more years total?
Two more years beyond this, 40 and 41.
That could be a problem.
I think the way Ben wants to get the cap number down is to add more years and more money and more signing bonuses.
Absolutely. Pony, I want to know from both of you. Craig, answer this too. More likely, one of two options here. What Pony just said happens, so let's go with three total years on Ben Roethlisberger's contract after they redo it, okay? Or he gets cut.
After hearing Tomlin, not that I really needed that, but definitely the former.
Agreed.
God, I'm going to vomit. I might not do the rest of the show.
Okay, what's the noise that Joe... What would Joe say in a situation like that?
Mulzy, I don't feel good. Mulzy, I think I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to have to leave. Shaking his head, rubbing his stomach. I'm serious this time.
my belly hurts.
My stomach hurts.
The key is shirt up, rubbing the stomach too. Not rubbing it over the shirt.
Wait, so the bare belly
rubbing
was exposed
belly.
To everybody?
Well, no, it goes in stages. He'll rub it over the shirt, his belly. And then when it gets really severe, he doubles over. The shirt comes up so that he can get direct hand-to-belly contact. Then he really starts rubbing the belly. And then you know it's bad when he feels like it might be a thing that prevents him from doing the rest of the show.
More than pleased and spectacular. Ugh. Just a few of the things that were thrown around when talking about Ben today by Tomlin. It's been said by guys like Jason LaCanfora that the coach and the quarterback have a really good relationship, a very close relationship. Here's your proof. Right here. You think Belichick would say those things after the season, even about Tom Brady following a Super Bowl win? You think Belichick, and I know people don't like it when we always tie things back to New England, but I'm sorry, they won 6 Super Bowls, and even if they had a guy...
Brady could rescue Belichick from a burning building, and Belichick could be asked right after that, hey, how do you feel about Tom, who just saved your life? Well, you know, we're going to cross that bridge when we come.
Sorry if you're offended by that.
I'm glad I don't have third-degree burns.
You think
we can't really say
if Belichick ever used the word spectacular when describing Brady's play, the tone and the way he said it didn't back it up, right? It was...
Oh, I thought Tom was spectacular in that game. You know, when you think about a spectacular performance from a quarterback, you think about that. That's what Tom gives us every time out, but we're on to the next game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.